Their flaws in their personalities set off the virtues of the principate which followed. The personal interactions of wealthy and influential Romans, even on the family level, could cause political shockwaves. For instance, Pompey was the very loving husband of Caesar's daughter Julia. The marriage was arranged as part of the first triumvirate, but when she died giving birth to a stillborn child, her untimely death led to a split between Pompey and Caesar. When stuff like this affects public policy, when stuff like this affects the state's security, democracy is definitely broken. And here's a laundry list of the external signs of a broken government, which you can use as you will on an essay exam. I don't know how much more blatant I can be. One, the old cursus honorum was great for running a large city-state, as Rome once was. It was great for running a small empire, which Rome once was. It was not a good way of administering the entire Mediterranean world. The flexibility Rome had demonstrated during the conflict of the orders was sadly lacking. Two, the small farmer class, backbone of the Roman state and of the Roman volunteer army, had either been killed off during centuries of warfare or put out of business by the latifundia. The result was the growth of an urban mob at Rome. Three, the penalty for attempting to restore the small farmer class was death, as the Gracchi found out in the 2nd century BC. Four, as the poor grew poorer and more numerous, the already grew wealthier due to military commands, political considerations, and control of the ager publicus captured in the wars. Six, the downfall of the small farmer class made it necessary for Roman military to recruit soldiers from the urban mob and to pay for their training and upkeep, and this led to the rise of client armies. Seven, there was no consistent policy for assimilating conquered Italian cities.